Hey, I'm Jim Sear.
And I'm Jocelyn Ewatt.
And you're listening to the Avoiding Chores podcast.
Where we talk about not much, actually.
No, not at all. Hey, let's get into the episode for this week, Jocelyn. Let's talk about millennials. You know, I hear them in the news all the time. Like, recently, millennials, they're basically living with their parents until they're basically 30. You hear about the health insurance thing. You're hearing about how they're worse off than baby boomers. What's your thoughts on this?
I think you hear a lot about millennials. It seems to be the flavor of the day right now. And a lot of people are just talking about their attitudes in the workplace and how they come into the workplace and expect everything right away, and they expect promotions, you know, the first day they're on the job, and they expect to be working on flexible hours and all of that stuff. And, you know, Jim, I actually work with several millennials, and that's not my experience. First of all, you know, look at their attitudes towards flexible hours. Well, listen, they actually grew up in a time when they could get everything when they wanted. When you and I grew up, okay, and you wanted to watch your TV show, you wanted to watch Three's Company back in the day.
Yep.
Well, you had to be sitting down on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock to watch it, and it was your only option.
Yeah.
And then VCRs came along, but that wasn't really convenient. Now with PVRs, and they grew up with this, they don't care, and neither do you and I. Nobody cares anymore when the TV show comes on. You just watch it when you want, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's no surprise that, you know, for example, they would want flexible hours, because who decreed in their life that business has to be conducted between 8 and 5?
Exactly. And given nature of the business, the nature of the business you're in, or I'm in, some of the stuff doesn't matter what time work gets done. It could be done late at night, could be done at 4 in the morning. Doesn't matter, right? If they want to do a few hours here, take a little longer break, take a few hours later on, late night, work until 8. I mean, depending on the workplace, it really doesn't matter, right?
The other thing is that everybody that gets to work or starts, you know, their early jobs, their first jobs, and you're in your early 20s and you're either just out of school or, you know, you dropped out of school and you're getting, you know, on the work circuit, if you will, we all have illusions or delusions of we're going to try to advance really, really quick. Reality sets in at one point. So I think too much is made of the fact that we call them millennials, and not enough is made of the fact that they're just 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds, and they're behaving just like you and I did when we were 25-year-olds.
Well, exactly. You know, like when I was looking through my job history the other day to look at advancement myself, but, you know, I was looking at the early career, part of the career, the first 10 years of my working career, my job sucked. All of my jobs were just grunt work, you know, trying to earn my dues and work up the ladder and stuff. And I think that there's definitely some people with natural competencies that will excel regardless, right? Either they have the smarts, you know, they just gel well with the workspace. They can work well with either few people or a lot of people, and those naturally advance, just like in government. You know, we're seeing the inauguration of Trump in a couple days, and you know, talk about people, competent people who can work within government. You know, as you go up the chain, you know, the pool of available people to work gets slimmer and slimmer, and the same thing can apply with everything else. It's like, you know, like you said earlier, we're all all used to having anything we want. The fact that sometimes when we don't get what we want is a bitter pill to swallow. And I think millennials, some of them, have a little bit more difficulty accepting that bitter pill.
The reality, though, is demographics alone will tell you that, you know, you have the huge generation or the baby boomer generation, and then you have yours and mine generation, the Generation X, which is much smaller. It's a much smaller cohort of people. And then you have the even larger generation, you know, Y or millennials. And the reality is that there, because a lot of baby boomers will be retiring in the workplace, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for millennials to get promoted quickly because there's not enough of us, the X guys and girls, there's not enough of us to take all the positions that will be available when the baby boomers retire. So there is a chance, and then you can understand kind of their attitude of wanting to get promoted quickly because there's opportunity for them. But is that because they're millennial and they were born with a cell phone in their hand and they were born? No, it's just seizing an opportunity, I think, that is unique to them. No generation before them grew up with the technology that's available. And, you know, they're neither better or worse than we were. They are just a product of their time. That's all. That's my point of view.
I can absolutely agree with you on that one. Hey, let's cut this for this week. Folks, if you're listening to us, make sure you give us a rating on iTunes or whatever you use to listen to your podcast. Definitely check out the previous episodes and other content found on the website at avoidingchores.com. You can find our Facebook page on Twitter also just by searching avoidingchores.com.